This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The U.S. is hardly the only country with a heated immigration debate. Britain's government has launched a high-profile crackdown on illegal immigration, which it says deprives lawful residents of jobs. That's drawn accusations of heavy-handed tactics and racial profiling. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Ilford, in the northeast corner of Greater London, is often described as cosmopolitan. Here on the high street, you can see why. There's every kind of national dress. Saris and salwars, skull caps, burqas, turbans, and flowing white galabeer. So when a large van drove along this street carrying a billboard urging illegal immigrants to go home or face arrest, it caused quite a stir.
It's very crude, it's very crass, it's blatant racism.
Rita Chadha, who works with migrants and refugees, says the government's billboard campaign is deeply offensive to all immigrants in London.
All of this is part of a culture of you're not wanted, please go away.
Isn't it just like a sign going up in a supermarket saying shoplifters will be prosecuted? It's targeting illegal activity.
I think the van's a little bit more crude. I think everybody in multicultural London's extremely shocked by this.
The shock turned to anger in West London after immigration officials, in another phase of the crackdown, raided a shopping centre looking for illegal immigrants. South Asian protesters, among them Nimal Patel, angrily accused the officials of harassing anyone with a dark skin.
They're randomly picking black people and asking them where they live, what their name is. They don't have to give this. It's illegal to ask for this.
The protest was not confined to the street. Doreen Lawrence is a revered figure in Britain. She's campaigned against racial injustice since her son was murdered by racist thugs 20 years ago. She's just been appointed to the Upper House of Parliament, the House of Lords. She's expressing disquiet about the crackdown.
Why would you sort of focus mainly on people of colour? I'm sure there's illegal immigrants from all countries, and I just think that's where the racial profiling is coming into it.
But Immigration Minister Mark Harper defends both the billboard campaign and the crackdown. He denies that his officials have been randomly stopping black people and checking their immigration status.
We carry out operations based on intelligence and based on reasonable suspicion. And I'm confident everything we've been doing has both been lawful and proportionate to the offences that we're trying to deal with.
And according to one estimate, there could be as many as 1 million illegal immigrants in Britain. Back on Ilford High Street, local white resident James Goddard complains about the influx into his town of both illegal and legal immigrants.
You walk along here, you're lucky to hear anyone speak English. You know, they talk about England, but this isn't England.
He's lived all his life in Ilford and now feels he belongs to a shrinking and beleaguered native minority.
All the press and all the public media keep talking about ethnic minorities, but the ethnic minorities are the white English people that are left behind.
Like most British people, Goddard wants to see a deep cut in immigration, but also, like many Brits, he's repelled by the thought that people are being targeted because of their skin colour. And he doesn't like the van billboard campaign.
It's like a red flag to a bull. It just creates a lot of bad feeling. It's enough bad feeling without stirring it up, you know?
Oh, and you think it stirs it up a bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
The challenge facing the government will be to crack down on illegal immigration without alienating multiracial Britain or undermining the national ideal of fair play. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.